At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Hey, what is up? I've got a free view. That means it's for free and it's like a preview. You combine them, okay? The free view of the Lost Zane recordings. I've got, well, every single show I did on 107.3 WBBL back when it was a sports station. And I was sitting there doing the Eric Zane show, okay? Trying to find our way. So I've been releasing these shows on my Patreon in order as they happened, okay? So, and then I'd like to give you a little piece of it on the free view here for you to check it out. And maybe you're like, all right, what the hell? I'll take a little nibble on the Patreon. The Patreon is more content from me behind a nice little secure paywall. Patreon.com/Eric Zane for the subscription service. $5 or $10 a month gets you not only the Lost Zane recordings, but the Insane Asylum, which is the radio show I do for Northern Michigan's Q100. You get it without commercials and before it even airs. And I get to pick the music. So that's fun. And also, the Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer trivia game with Throat/Dale taking on you, Patreon members, with a chance to win cash. And the daily Patreon bonus podcast, I do that every single day, which is an extension of the free one that I do. And then, of course, the crown jewel, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, which with my old partner, Ben Glaze, and myself, we have rekindled our relationship. And we have a lot of fun doing that, playing Bet on Ben with the audience members on Zoom. It's just a freaking hoot. Okay, so I suggest you try it for 1 month, okay? $5 or $10 a month. $5 is all the audio, $10 is all the audio, all the video, and all the live streams. You got access to the full archive, too, okay? And then if it sucks, you cancel it, okay? And then you get the rest of that month, and it doesn't auto-renew. Or just keep it going. Or convert it to a yearly, and I'll save you 10%. That's all the details are there, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Okay. This edition of the Lost Zane recordings from this episode, when was it? God, it looks like June 8th. My brother Jim's birthday, 2016. One of the show notes, it says, where is it now? It talks about how we got to talking politics. Oh, yeah. Election is down to Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. You know, it's like an audio time warp. You got a lot of Doan impressions in this episode, I see. And also, what we're going to get into here is this is the day after that Bill Simonson and I did we were the broadcast team for the West Michigan Whitecaps. If I remember correctly, it was a debacle. And so I've got some clips that I'll share for you right here on the free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Okay, enjoy it. Talk to you later.
West Michigan. To reach the Eric Zane Show, call 800-785-1073. Facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page. Twitter at Eric Zane Show.
All right, the MapleSet.com Bankruptcy Studios. It's weather today, partly cloudy and a high of 70. Tonight, clear and cool, low of 48. Tonight, partly cloudy and a high of 75. It is 48 outside right now. We're going to get more in-depth with what was easily one of the most anxiety-filled things I've ever done in my life. And that was the Whitecaps game yesterday. Now, you try doing color commentary, much less pressure, because there is an expectation that we're going to be a little laughy, a little jokey, messing around. No one is going to expect my expert analysis of the baseball game as a color commentary. We can all agree there. So I know what I'm going to do. I know what types of things, what direction I'm going to take things. I know it's going to go a direction. I don't have anything planned. I'm just, as it unfolds to me, I'm just going to commentate on it and be snarky. That's it. Not the hardest thing in the world to do. I do it every day. To be doing play-by-play is different. I immediately go from being snark master to, okay, I actually need to do some degree of play-by-play. Bill did it. He did just fine, in my opinion. Well, not really. I mean, if you would, I mean, it sounded okay, but it was, what he does, I don't know how he does it, but he has a good way of, when it's a complete botch of the call, to make it sound like it's not botched. So, and he has more, he has plenty of play-by-play experience doing other sports. So I was like, okay, great. But I've never, ever, ever done this in any way.
I think he does the George Costanza thing. It's not a lie if you believe it.
Okay. So it's not a lie. You're saying he's just lying and making it sound like you. Okay. And that, well, it sounded fine to me. I mean, it really did. And I've heard him do games before and when he did them with Kevin. And I thought, it sounds like that guy knows what he's doing. Not me.
No one would mistake that.
If you could play just one clip right now, because I think Doan did. He worked extra hard compiling some of the most embarrassing moments from this
game. I don't
know
if it was Doan. Was it Doan?
It was definitely Doan.
The note I got said Matt Hahn on it. Matt, have fun, Matt.
Was there some controversy with that, Doan? Or
no,
what do you know?
I did the game, and I cut up the highlights, but because it takes a long time for the show or for it to finish saving the full game, and because I am short on hours, Mueller had Matt do it during the huge show, get the podcast ready and all that stuff.
Doan has like a, he has like this thing looming over him every week because he works very hard. But you're only allowed a certain, by law, legally, to have a certain number of hours. So they do a deal here when they like have a running clock on the guy. And as soon as he gets right up to it, they like kick him out the door. They like throw him out the window. He goes flying out onto the street, and he can't come back till the new week starts. And so that's what happened there.
Guys, let me in.
Come on, all I want to do is work. No, you've worked 94 hours. Get out. Okay, play a clip right now from the baseball game. West Michigan Whitecaps taking on the Great Lakes Loons. Bill and I doing the radio broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Will Allen, the DH, are actually now playing first base, batting cleanup. He'll lead off the bottom of the second.
Did you hear that?
Before the Whitecaps were scoreless.
That was a great example.
Baseball in the morning.
Of him not of getting it wrong, but he fixed it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Will Allen, the DH, are actually now playing first base, batting cleanup. He'll lead off the bottom of the second before the Whitecaps were scoreless. Baseball in the morning.
By the way, the count's like 1-1 now.
I said, can I get to the pitch that just went across the plate? It's 1-1.
He's going to be out before you even talk about it.
1-1 on Will. Curveball looked outside, but the umps want to get to their tee time at 3, yep. So that's a strike.
That's great.
I don't know. That ump looks very young. I think he's going to, like, rebounders here.
1-2.
Sky zone.
Inside.
Maybe like a water park or a skate park.
Going over to AJ's next door to ride the go-karts after the game.
Yeah, there's a traffic that's lined up for miles.
We were complaining about the traffic the whole game.
On the way from Boyle, fouled down the right field line. There's a fan from Buchanan Elementary.
Wow.
In Grand Rapids who just got a souvenir baseball.
Is that still a thing?
You know, this is known as the house that Booth built. I don't know if you know that, Billy. The John Wilkes Booth, the guy who killed Lincoln, one of his descendants is actually part owners of the team. He's, third in line. And that would be Jamal Wilkes Booth, part owner of this great facility.
Thanks, Marcus, for the update.
That was a perfect example of you hear Marcus in the background getting in on the action with the witty comment, the witty comment of, ho, 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 ho.
This great facility.
Thanks, Marcus, for the update.
The batter was hit by a pitch. So Marcus thinks he has to bust in from 50 feet away with, hey, that's that pitch.
Will Allen just got hit by a pitch.
That's right. You hear Marcus in the background say he just got hit. We know that. We're working in the...
We got stories to tell. And we're bringing people baseball history.
You see, they can't see it. We can fill in the blanks as we go.
And while you're chewing on your fish taco, you're telling me he got hit. Well, guess what? You got tartar sauce on your lip.
Double meaning.
Then the next thing I said, which Dylan did not include, was, it's not tartar sauce. Okay, now, let me just tell you. There's about, 35 more of these. More on that coming up. Julius, what's going on in sports?
Well, the Tigers, they had a come-from-behind win. They were down 2-0 in the ninth inning before Ian Kinsler and Cabrera tied up the game.
Wow, that's exciting. Nice.
Yeah, then bases loaded 10th inning. Ian Kinsler hit a single. They won the game. Tonight, they'll try to go for the sweep. Jordan Zimmermann takes the mound. First pitch at 1:10 on Fox Sports Detroit.
Very streaky team. This would be, if they happen to win, it had to be like 6 or 7 in a row,
it's
right?
It's going
to
be 6 in a row if they win this afternoon.
Well, I don't know. Maybe hope is not. It's weird because when they get on these streaks, I'm always like, well, maybe they're onto something there. Maybe, But then,
well, that's just what they're going to do. They're going to go on long losing streaks, then long winning streaks, and they're going to finish 81 and 81.
All right.
Whitecaps, we talked about that today. They ended up winning. What was that? 5-0.
It was 5-0. Yes.
And Matt Hall. Matt Hall. Yeah. He moved to 7-0. 5 innings, 2 hits, 3 walks. Also had 7 strikeouts. That series continues tonight at 7.
Did he give up 5 hits? Or was, did the, I think the whole.
No, he, 2 hits.
Okay, yeah, he was very good.
He went 5 innings.
Yeah, something about a pitch count or something like that.
They don't want to burn him out.
Certain point. But this guy appears to be the real deal. He'll move up the ranks pretty quickly, I'm guessing. So, good for him.
He'll probably be moving up real soon. I think at least 7-0. Pitching that well, he's not being challenged.
Don, do you have the moment encapsulated from the Whitecaps game? Is that in there? If not, I'll just tell the story of when the I couldn't get the name of the pitcher right. Do you remember that moment when I went a whole inning misidentifying a pitcher?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure I have a little clip of it, but I don't think I have the full thing.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll do that next when we after this sports cast and then we or sports break and then we run to the break. I'll give you that nonsense. That pissed me off so bad. Oh, was I pissed. What else is going on, Julius?
Well, tonight NBA Finals continue, like we mentioned earlier. Warriors hold a 2-0 game or 2-0 lead over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Tip off is at 9. And did you see the NFL's Twitter account was hacked?
Yes.
With something to do with Roger Goodell?
Someone hacked the NFL Twitter account, the official NFL Twitter account, rather.
Yeah.
And they announced that Roger Goodell had passed away at the age of 57.
Oh.
And, like, some people started reporting
that's
it because...
Okay. That's bad.
I don't think they tweeted anything before that. It's not, you know, like, sometimes people lead up to...
He's probably like a grandpa and a dad. I mean, he's a moron in terms of how he's...
Everyone hates Roger Goodell.
But you can't drop that he's dead. What the hell?
That's probably the best hack, though. What else would make fans be like, wait a second?
Boy, that's crazy. So you hear about this all the time. Is it people like get passwords? Is there a way around this? I mean, how you hear more and more people is getting their Twitter accounts hacked, or is it just someone has access and it gets in the wrong hands? How does this even take place?
I'm sure there's a lot of ways. I don't know how this one specifically, but
we should encourage people to hack our accounts to see how it goes.
Dear God, no shit. We're gonna get fired.
Okay, can someone hack Julius's account? Don't hack mine. Hack the person that you're least impressed with.
No.
All of a sudden, Dave Jackanat is going rogue. I have no idea how they do that. I just don't want it to be me. Please, no. And now I don't really follow soccer, but I kind of have to in my house because it's such a big deal with Ernie. But the U.S. won yesterday.
Yeah, 4-0 over Costa Rica.
They blew them out.
Yeah, Copa America being played here in the U.S. They won 4-0.
Well, I'm lost. What did you say? Copa
America?
What is that?
It's like the World Cup for the Americas. So not the World Cup at all.
Okay, it's a tournament. It's a big tournament.
Yeah, they're going to have the European Championships this summer, and this is kind of the America's...
Qualifier?
Just like a trophy. Separate tournament. This is the big-time trophy.
How long does this tournament go?
I think 3 weeks or so.
Doesn't America play later this week again? They have a game like this
yesterday,
like Sunday?
Tuesday? I think Saturday or Sunday, yeah. Hopefully.
Who do they play in that one? Do you know? Ooh. Why? How come you don't know?
They play Paraguay on Saturday.
There you go, Sam. Nice. Give me a high five, Sam. My great brother.
When is that?
How come Julia said, I thought you were Mr. Soccer. How about you?
I didn't pay attention to when the next game is.
Why not?
Unfortunately,
it's a
on
game.
It's on Saturday at 7. I have to go to a wedding.
Yeah. Not that you would have watched. You didn't even know what was going on.
I would have watched this one. Saturday at 7. That's
you said primed. Against Paraguay?
Yeah.
Is that a tough thing? Are they any good?
Streaky.
I mean, we're better than them at full potential, but I mean, the United States have been playing up and down recently.
Is this the same team that is like the national team that if the World Cup were going on, they would be in it?
Yeah, they're taking this one serious.
And now, let me ask you this. I know this is pretty inside soccer stuff, but a lot of people follow this, but I have no idea.
Sure.
Have they played World Cup? Has the U.S. played Cup qualifying games yet? They have, haven't they, leading up to the next World Cup?
Yeah.
And they're not in yet, right?
No, they almost were eliminated. They ended up pulling it out. Well, they're not in yet, though. There's still other rounds of qualifications, but they were almost eliminated from the get-go.
It's 2 years from now, right?
What is it? Yes, 2 years.
And it's in Qatar?
This one's in Russia.
Okay, the one in Qatar is the next one where everybody, it's like weird.
I'm of the opinion that all big-time events should just be held in the U.S., Germany, maybe Canada. Why do we try to make things happen? Why?
Well, no, we're not doing anything. This is a money-making thing.
This is
the governing body is corrupt as hell.
Where would you make more money than right here in the good old U.S. of A?
They're paid off by very rich countries. Qatar paid so much money to them.
Olympics in Brazil, come on.
That's exactly what happened.
It's such
a
waste of
time. Profit deal. This is all, that's why these third world countries are getting the Olympics. The next Olympics is going to be in the jungles of Cambodia. They're not even going to have an infrastructure. You're just going to go there, and everybody's going to get malaria and drop dead. Sam, did you say that you had a watch party for the College World Series or something, or what?
I watched obviously we've discussed. I watched women's softball.
Ladies. You got to say ladies. You can't say women's.
Why? Well, that's what it's called.
It's more respectful if you say ladies.
It's called the Women's College World Series.
All right.
Anyway,
Fair enough.
The championship round is going on right now, best of three,
mm-hmm.
and it's Auburn versus Oklahoma.
Who?
Auburn and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma won the first game, and yesterday, Auburn was down 7-0 when they managed to force extra innings, came back and tied it, and then they won on a walk-off grand slam.
Okay.
Do you know what a walk-off grand slam is?
I do. That means the game is over upon the person who hit the ball. Either they hit the ball and somebody scored a run. Yes, I know what a walk-off is. Jackass. So that was that, huh? That sounds exciting. So
a walk-off grand slam is, I mean, one of the rarest feats in baseball.
Okay, we have one more day. Today and tomorrow of Sam's interjections on... Because I'm just not going to pay attention. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's good. It'll be off my radar.
I wonder if he's going to go Ron Van Timmeren on his final day. Going shock jock.
Yeah, boy. I still haven't distanced myself enough from that. We had that amazing rogue shock jock moment Friday, still being talked about. Never before on WBBL has such language occurred. And then Julius follows it up yesterday with a moment that had me thinking, everybody's just going rogue here on the show. When we were talking about that kid,
oh yeah,
and the wet kiss, and the question was asked where. That was, I mean, I'm like, what is going on here? All right, we'll break down more of the baseball game. I know we're sprinkling it into time to time, but there are specific things that need to be talked about from one of the most. From a moment that I was filled with so much trepidation, complete with audio of the catastrophe, in my opinion, that was my efforts, not Bill's, my efforts on the amazing Whitecaps game from yesterday in which they won. As we do this from the Mapestat.com bankruptcy studios, and if anybody asks you who you listen to today, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it, the free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you want the full show and anything else, it's all on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for the time. Have a good one. Bye-bye.